Thank you, Mr. Chair. My delegation is encouraged to note the sharpening points of convergence among the proposals in the context of the applicability of international humanitarian law and on possible prohibitions and regulations. This point of convergence is crystallized even further this week following the submission of additional working papers, particularly those from Palestine, Pakistan, the U.S., and a group of states and the Russian Federation. There is unanimous agreement that IHL applies in the context of autonomous weapon systems and that states have the obligation to ensure compliance with the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precautions. The group of 23 states asserted last year that any weapon system does not comply with IHL is ipso facto prohibited. In our previous GGS session, your delegation together with Chile and Mexico also stressed that autonomous functionalities in weapon systems call for a broader approach than the traditional scope of IHL, and that IHL would need to focus only on use but also other aspects in the weapon's life cycle. This necessitates strengthening IHL through the development of a normative and operational framework. Thus, noncompliance with IHL is one of the two standards for prohibition proposed in Draft Protocol 6. This includes systems that are incapable of distinguishing between civilians, enemy combatants, and horse combats, are of a nature to cause superfluous injury or unnecessary suffering, or are inherently indiscriminatory. Many of these elements are also present in the new working paper presented yesterday by Pakistan. We also believe the thoughtful inputs presented by the U.S.-led group of states that submitted the draft articles yesterday, which elaborates this even further. The draft articles follows the template of prohibition and regulations on the basis of compliance with IHL. It's proposed regulatory measures to ensure distinction, proportionality, and precaution, as well as accountability, are welcome elements. We note with interest its elaboration of the principles of good faith and due diligence in terms of reliance on autonomous function, which we believe is worthy of a study. Tangentially, the Russian working paper circulated yesterday also touched upon the elements that enhance IHL compliance, articulating them in the context of the need to maintain human control over machines to uphold compliance with existing norms of international law. The Russian working paper stresses that such control should be exercised by means of increased reliability and fault tolerance, limitations of types of targets, limitations in duration of operation, geographic scope, and scale of use, among others. Similarly, the two-tier paper presented by a group of European states calls for regulations to ensure compliance with IHL. While there are differences in the terminologies and the nuances of the frameworks proposed, all of the proposals agree on the need for further regulations to ensure compliance with IHL. There is inferred recognition that the use of autonomy adds a layer of complexity that necessitates the development of a normative and operational framework. This was made clear in the intervention earlier by the Republic of Korea. Beyond IHL, we reiterate that there is also growing convergence around a two-pillared architecture consisting of prohibitions and regulations. Article 3, entitled Prohibitions and Regulations in Draft Protocol 6, is built around such a dual framework. This is also salient in the so-called two-tier approach proposed by a group of European states, the principles and good practices and draft articles proposed by the U.S.-led group of states, Chinese working paper, and the working paper submitted by the 23 states. The foundation of this two-pillared architecture should be human control. The two-tier paper talks of outlawing fully autonomous lethal weapon systems, a proposal that finds salience in many other proposals. Following this logical framework, the Chinese working paper talks of an acceptable lethal autonomous weapon systems, the elements of which includes lethality, absence of human intervention, and control during the entire process of executing a task, impossibility for termination, indiscriminate killing, and evolution. We find some of these elements useful and agreeable. However, we caution the prohibiting only weapon systems that contain all rather than just some or many of these elements might lower the level of ambition of any prohibition contemplated. We remain convinced that the framework should be meaningful human control, elements of which we have proposed in the roadmap, draft Protocol 6, as well as the Australian and Palestinian working papers. The Philippines is agnostic on the term, but would rather focus on the elements of this concept: predictability, reliability, understandability, and explainability, and traceability. In this regard, we are encouraged by the new Russian working paper, which refers to the Russian Defense Ministry's approval of the concept of activities related to AI. While we diverge with many of the paper's points, we fully agree with its proposals and the elements of transparency, which touches upon the explainability of AI processes, as well as control, which acknowledges the need to maintain human control over a system with AI technologies. Mr. Chair, what the evolving positions of GGA delegations tells us is that the convergence are intensifying, but there remains many differences that we might not be able to resolve during this GGE session. Nonetheless, those differences could be referred to in our substantive report as the basis of further negotiation of an instrument containing prohibitions and regulations, bearing in mind that our mandate tasks ask us to take into account the examples of other protocols in the CCW. We continue to believe that such an instrument should be legally binding, and we are able to explore possible practical pathways towards that end. Thank you, Mr. Chair.